Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today from all over the world. And my declaration over your life today is that goodness, grace, and favor will come upon your life today and create miracles for you and your family. Well, thank you again for joining me. And as I always say, I believe that if you are listening to me, that you were attracted to this show and that there will be hope, encouragement, and solution for you today. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you're having a great day. I am really doing great here in the U.S. It has been simply a beautiful week here in Atlanta, Georgia. As I always say, I just love the fall. I just cannot begin to tell you how beautiful the trees are this time of the year. I was driving again yesterday on a stretch of highway, and for a moment, the color was so spectacular, I felt like that I was in another world. And this is a wonderful, wonderful world to live in. I know all of you are really excited about the miners in Chile who have been released from that prison and from that mine. And I thought that it globally, that it really showed the power of love, that it showed the power of agreement, that it showed that what can happen when two people really come together and really begin to put their mind and their thinking together. And I was really mesmerized, as I'm sure that you were, by all of the beautiful stories that really came out of that seemingly tragic event. So for that, I'm really grateful, and I know that you are. I'm doing really great. I'm getting really excited about my cruise. As most of you know, I was believing, praying, speaking, visualizing that I would go near blue or green water, and then a friend of mine who I rarely speak with because she lives in another city, she called me. She is a travel agent and said, Constance, I have a extra ticket for you if you would like to go, because one lady had to have emergency surgery. So in 2 weeks, I'm going to be lying on the beaches of the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, and Freeport, getting a tan. Not that I need one, but I'm going to be getting some of that great vitamin D. Well, I have a great show in store for you today. I have two people who are going to be sharing how they created magnificent lives against the odds. One is from Tokyo. She's up late just to talk to us today. And the other one is from Boston, Massachusetts. So I want you to stay tuned, and I will be right back after this quick commercial.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
Well, thank you so much for listening to my coaching commercial, and I want you to stay tuned because I have a special coaching package just designed for you. And after you hear these two ladies, you're going to really want to get that coaching that you desire before the end of the year. Well, you know, as I said earlier, I have two of my coaching clients on the air today who are going to share their remarkable story of how their lives have dramatically changed and how they are beginning to live the life of their dreams. And after I speak with them, I'm going to talk to you about power moves. What are power moves? What are some power moves or some strategic steps that you can begin to take to change your life? And as most of you know, being a psychologist for 25 years, I believe in taking strategic steps. I always say that you cannot think your way out of something that you behaved yourself into. So just like you behaved yourself into a way of thinking, doing, or being, you will have to behave yourself out of that. So that's what we're going to be sharing. You know, I felt led to share this format today because I hear from so many of you saying that you really need help, and I wanted you to just see and feel this great demonstration and these two great testimonies that are going to come forth today. So these are just two ordinary women facing their fears, going down deep to deal with their core belief systems, and taking universal principles to change their lives. I want you to listen really carefully and see if you can identify with these two remarkable women, their struggles, their fears, their faith, and how they are now not perfect but are living victorious lives. I want you to listen carefully for the common thread woven intricately in the restoration and healing of their lives. So let's get started. My first guest all the way from Tokyo, Japan, is Miss Katie Adler, and let's talk with her. Katie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Constance. Thank you. And congratulations on your cruise. That's fabulous.
Well, thank you. It's just an example of how God is no respecter of person. And if you get clear about what you want, Katie, as I've said so many times in our sessions, and you hold that vision and you begin to take simple, baby-inspired steps and hold it with emotion and passion, the whole universe will just come into your life, come into your situation, come into your circumstances, and bring to you what you're truly believing.
Nope, that's right, absolutely.
So how do you like Tokyo?
Oh, I love Tokyo. It's vibrant. The work that I'm doing is mainly situated in Tokyo. It's a very international environment, so I really enjoy that. And I've always wanted to live overseas. Since I was a little girl, that's something that I've wanted, so it's perfect for me.
Okay, Katie, share with our listeners, because my purpose today is to show people how ordinary people like you come and get help, reach out for help, and how their lives are transformed. What was your life like before coaching?
Well, we have to go right up to which June 7th, because I think that just is the culmination of what finally led to me calling you, and that is when my back went out completely, and I couldn't walk. My knees went out, and for about 3 years I'd had some problems. But not only that, it's just, I think, you know, all of the determination and drive and wanting to have a home studio, wanting to have my own business from home, wanting to succeed, having dreams, thinking about having a website, always thinking about researching, reading, listening, but not really taking any proactive steps to get any closer to my dream. And we're talking about doing this for, you know, at least 8 or 9 years thinking about that. And, so that's what my life was like before coaching.
And, you know, just for my listeners, I'm just going to step in here right quick, Katie, because a lot of people are listening, they're reading, but it's sort of like reading a book on how to have a flat stomach in 90 days, but you never get on the floor and actually do the crunches or the sit-ups. You know, you were reading, you're an avid reader, you were reading, but you were still stuck. And I think you said that your profession is what? You're a voiceover coach. Is that what
I do? Voiceover. I do voiceovers, yeah.
Okay. And so you have been thinking and visualizing and reading all of the books for 8 years and still
nothing
has happened.
Well, and it's even longer than that, Constance. I mean, I started when I was 24, 25 with the whole self-help thing.
Okay.
So, and I'm 48 now. So, and I've succeeded, and I always, there was a veneer of success, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted.
Right. So what were some of your core beliefs that were holding you back? And for my listeners, a core belief is something that you truly believe. For example, you operate out of it subconsciously and not even aware of it. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't deserve this. What were some of your core beliefs that were really holding you back from being successful in your career?
You know, I'd say probably the worst one was I need to do it all by myself. And so that meant that I need to do my web page, I need to do a logo, I need to set up my home studio without any help from friends. I just need to do everything by myself. And then the number two one was I have to do it perfectly. If I don't do it perfectly, then I can't do it, I won't do it, because I might make mistakes if I'm doing a narration or a voiceover through an ISDN patch or sending it off and not sending it correctly through an MP3. And so those two, that perfectionism and that I have to do it all by myself, are probably the biggest ones for me.
And those are really big ones, Katie, because underneath and hidden underneath I have to do it by myself is shame. And mm-hmm. and it was coupled with that I had to do it perfectly, because I always said to you and to all of my listeners, God never called you to perfection. He called you to excellence. And so there's so much fear rooted in both of those statements that you made. And so, and for all of my perfectionists and all the people who don't want to make mistakes like Katie, I mean, you're going to make mistakes, and you have to reframe your thinking about what mistakes are, that mistakes are just teachers to tell you that this is not what you should do, this is not the way that you should go. They don't define you. And so with Katie, she was mired and stuck in fear because she had to do it perfectly. And I would say you probably judged yourself pretty harshly, right, Katie?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Right. And so you needed someone to help you to really identify what those core beliefs were, why they were holding you back. And I had you to work out of my book, and most of my clients don't like to work out of my book, because that part one really gets to the core of why you've been doing what you've been doing. So what was your thinking when you were working out of part one of my book, which deals with your core belief systems and dysfunctional behavior?
Well, you know, I was rather surprised by it, because I had done so much work, journaling, therapy, group therapy, single therapy, that I thought, oh, you know, okay, sure, I'll do this. But, you know, I really don't think, I think I've gotten through all of this. And, you know, the first three sessions, that's what we worked on, and I really, really appreciate you doing that with me. And I think because of my background in having read these books, I thought, you know, that's fine, we can get to the business after we go through this, which will be rather quickly.
Right.
But, you know, it turned out that there was stuff there that on my own I could just slide over and say, oh, no, that's okay now. Oh, no, 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 I've settled that. Oh, no. And yet, you know, working one-on-one with you the way that we did, wow, I mean, especially working with the forgiveness issues, I really thought that I was over that, done with that. And the greatest thing is that you helped me move through that and in that, and we're still working with that, which is so great. But I really believe and I know that I could not be successful until I healed those parts of my life, because your past, it's so important how you view your past. And you know, one of the other things that I did before having coaching with you is I was always, well, if XYZ says or does ABC to me, this is what I'm going to do. Constance, I mean, you know, and you and I have discussed how much of the day I spent doing that. It was all this defensive posturing. So
when you're in that posturing, you cannot be proactive. You cannot be moving forward. And you, like so many of my listeners, I want my listeners to really hear this. This is why I have them on the show today, is that so many people are reading books and listening to podcasts, and I really commend you for that. But that is not enough many times to really get down to the core issues of really what's going on with you. And, Katie, I think it was something that you said about coaching that really changed me, because you said that many people don't get coaching because they don't value it. Remember that statement you made?
Yes, yes.
What was that statement?
Well, there were a couple of statements that they don't value it because they didn't grow up with it. It's okay for sports people or for actors or for top level people to have it, but it's not something that we grow up with, so we don't value it. No matter what you're doing, what I think now is that no matter who you are and what you're doing, you can be working at McDonald's, you can be a cashier at a supermarket, you can be in an office as a secretary, as a manager, as an executive, but if you're feeling stuck and you're not going to that next level, honestly, the coaching is what helps you get to those points and those places where you start being proactive, more proactive in your workplace, and people start taking notice of you. And that's, honestly, that's what started happening with me, is people are coming up to me and just really nice things. Wow, it's such a pleasure working with you right now. It's just, it's fabulous. You're just so open and so you listen so carefully, and you're such a team player. And, you know, and I really got a little bit of that, but it's really starting to snowball for me right now because I'm free of a lot of the gunk that I didn't really know what was in me.
Right. Well, you know, I have a guarantee that if you coach with me for a year, you won't recognize your life. And initially, people may or may not believe it. However, if you're willing to do the work, what is your life like now? How long have we been coaching together? I can't remember. I coach so many people. But what is your life like now, and what are your new beliefs that you have around your new life?
Right. Well, you know, we started, and I have to say, you know, I decided I listened to Blog Talk Radio, and I listened to so many podcasts, and there were about five people that I'd settled on to listen to. And I'd been listening to you for about a year and a half. And after my back went on, I said, that's it, Katie. You haven't got your home studio. You don't have a web page. You're not global. You know you want to do more. You're getting a coach. So about a week, 10 days after, about a week after, it was the 13th, because you'd announced that special. You'd just been on the cruise. And I said to myself, okay, call. And I even questioned it then. Katie, are you sure you need a coach? And this voice just boomed in my head, get on the phone and call her. So now what's happening with me is I'm taking baby steps, and I know it's okay to take baby steps, whereas before I thought I had to take giant leaps. Working slowly, I'm doing it. I've hired somebody, Sabrina Scott, who you recommended. She's fabulous to work with. So I just got an email from her today. The first draft of my I'm sorry, I'm so excited. My website is ready for me to take a look at.
And so you have been thinking about that for 8 years and talking about that
to
10 years, right? Okay. So we took strategic steps and projects to move her toward that. And what else is new in your life?
Well, I'd say what is new is I've completely reorganized my house. I've cleaned it because I always lived halfway in a place, even since moving to Japan. It's that childhood stuff. I'd still have things in boxes. It wasn't very relaxing or very comfortable. And now I'm living in a comfortable, nice, relaxing place.
And the reason I had her to do that was because you have a lot of clutter in your life. The universe cannot get to you what you need. And when your place is orderly and clean and uncluttered, then you're more creative. And she will be having a studio in her home, and so she needed for that to be clear. And so you've bought the material and the IMAX for your recording. Is that right? And you've already begun to set up the space for your studio in your home.
That's right. That's exactly right. I have the iMac, which has GarageBand. It'll make it very simple for me at first because it's very easy to get bogged down when you start researching all the different audio software, all the different acoustic setups and arrangements, and that just paralyzed me.
Right.
I'm on exploretalent.com. I've been on that for 9 months, Constance, and within these past 7 days, I've submitted myself for 15 jobs. Now, I don't know what will happen with those, but and my home studio isn't even exactly up, but I know that if I get one of the jobs, I have an MP3 recorder, I have other things I can do, but I keep moving because I know I can do the job successfully.
Right, and when she said small baby steps, that's what we're doing, just small baby steps, and she's just moving.
Right.
And she had been talking and thinking about the studio, and she's very good at researching, and some of you love to read and research, but she wasn't doing anything. And I said, Katie, I'm not impressed with your researching. I'm impressed with your movement. God blesses movement. And so every day, every month, I hold her accountable as far as moving from where she was to where she desires to be. And so what is your thinking, overall thinking about yourself, not just as a person, as a woman, as a professional?
You know, my overall thinking right now is that connections are so important. And giving the work that I can't do, like a website or a logo, it's not a bad mark against me, but that's actually a sign of maturity and strength. So I think, you know, in one way I see myself maturing in a way that I didn't realize was possible.
Right.
So I see myself and actually becoming grounded, a lot more grounded in my life and actually really taking ownership of my life and understanding that because I exist, because I am, everything is possible. It may not be all probable, but it's possible, and that it's my right to explore and to fall down and get back up if I want to, and it's okay.
That is so powerful. Well, I just want to thank you for sharing with the world, Katie, just your life and your struggles. I believe that you've touched someone, that you've inspired someone, and that you are saying to other people all over the world that you, too, can begin to live the life of your dreams.
Well, Constance, you know, thank you so much because you have just been a blessing in my life. And it's funny because, you know, like I told you in September, I tried again, on my own I'll do, because Constance and I had made an agreement I would do two things by the end of September. Well, so for me that was like, okay, I've got to succeed. And that period of time where I didn't have your coaching, it was so hard for me. I went through molasses again. It was like, I'm not doing that again. I'm making the regular sessions.
Well, you know, it's called accountability and responsibility, taking ownership and responsibility for your life. And even in my own life, when I work out with my coach, I do more sit-ups. He says, give me one more, Constance. I'm like, I can't. And then I give him 10 more. And so I just wanted to share with my listeners how coaching can really change their lives. And I can see your life. In 12 months, you will not recognize your life. It'll be so wonderful and powerful, Katie. And so I know that it is late in Tokyo, and so I'm going to say good night to you. And
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Constance, thank you. Enjoy.
Okay. Well, wasn't that just wonderful talking with Katie all the way from Tokyo? And for my listeners, I'm going to be offering you a special. Normally, my coaching is $150 for one session, but I'm going to give you one coaching session free. So that means that you will be getting two coaching sessions for $150. And I want you to go to my website, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just click on the products page, and there you will see it, or email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, you know, I've been a therapist for 25 years, and I have coached and counseled and trained over 10,000 people, and probably there's not anything that I have not heard. I've conducted and facilitated support groups, adult children of alcoholics, women in relationships, you name it, I've done it. And the one thing that I know is that when you don't deal with your stuff. I'm going to give you one little PowerPoint before I bring on my next guest. These are power moves. As Katie said, she had unresolved stuff. When you don't deal with your stuff deals with you. So the first power move in order for you to change your life would be for you to identify, confront, and change your stuff. And all of us have stuff. I see you out there. You have stuff. Put your hand up. So how can you identify stuff and what is it? In clinical psychological terms, I got that out, it would be your core beliefs or your repeated behavior patterns. Let's just say, for example, you always choose in relationships where you end up doing all of the giving, or you always broke, or you always losing your job, or you start projects but you never can complete them. Can anybody identify with that? Each year, we're almost in November now, each year you pledge that you're going to lose weight, or you're going to do something differently, or you're going to go back to school. But like Katie, nothing happens and the years go by. So basically, your stuff is repeated behavior patterns, repeated ways of thinking, or repeated ways of doing. I think I shared this before, but I had a client who made a lot of money. He would make like $500,000 a year. But no matter how much money he made, eventually and inevitably, he would lose his money. And that happened time and time again. So by the time he came to me, you can imagine he was really, really frustrated. And what we discovered was that he had never dealt with his stuff, his thinking about money. And the blueprint of his DNA was, I don't deserve money. You're not smart enough to have money. That's what he heard. Money don't grow on trees. And so when he got money, or when he worked for money, or when money came into his life, he didn't know how to respect it. So his hard drive defaulted to broke. So we went inwardly and we did a lot of work. And it was long. It was difficult, but now he has been a millionaire, I guess, for about 7 years. And he will keep the money. You know why? Because his core belief about money has changed. And so just take a look at your life, at those repeated behavior patterns, the same thing that you keep doing again and again, and begin to get some help for that, because that is your foundation. Until you deal with that, like I do in all of my coaching sessions, really, you sort of be going around the mountain again, and we don't want to do that again. Well, my next guest, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, is just such a wonderful person, and I think I have been coaching Lindsay for a couple of months, and boy, does she have a remarkable story, and I'm so excited about having her on the call tonight. Lindsay Hamilton, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, Constance. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. And what a story you and I have, right, Lindsay?
I know. We have a very special story.
So how did you find me? Let's talk about that. And let
okay.
me say that the reason I asked that question is because I believe that whoever God, whoever is seeking me, that I'm seeking them, because every day I said, God, you send to me clients, people, training, who need the services that I have, and I am a solution or answer to their problems. And Lindsay, I think you have a very interesting story about how you found me.
Yes. Well, I've always been interested in the law of attraction, well, I guess for about 6 years, and that's just been something that I read books about and whatnot, and everyone, like my close friends and family, knew that about me. So I had hit a point in my life, I was 25 years old, and I was really miserable with, like, my job, where I was living, the state I was living, my relationship.
So you are an attorney, right?
Yes. So
most people think that attorneys would be happy, Lindsay.
No, I was really miserable. I was working at a law firm in Alabama, and I didn't enjoy anything about it. And I was very vocal about that. Like, I would tell anyone that listened. Like, I would complain. I would just tell a really negative, oh, my life is terrible. Oh, I hate this. I hate that. And I was just saying it, just singing it, you know, through the streets. So my brother had been listening to your podcast for for a while, and he suggested, he was like, hey, you know, you should listen to these podcasts. Like, you really, I know you're going to love this lady. Her name is Constance, and he, I was studying for the bar at the time, and he was like, you might want to listen to her podcast because that will help you, you know, stay focused and get through and think of something positive, because studying for the bar is something that's very, it's unpleasant, and it's tedious and long. So he kind of kept on me. He texted me. He's like, have you listened to the podcast yet? Have you listened? And I said, oh, I will in a couple of days. So I listened to one of Constance's podcasts, and I fell in love with you and just with everything you were saying. And I kept listening for a couple months, and then my birthday rolled around. I was turning 26, and I said, you know, I really need – listening to the podcast wasn't enough. Like, yeah, it helped me get through the day. It helped me kind of think of some strategies that I could do to change my life, but I wasn't actually implementing anything that I was listening to. I was just listening to it. And you can't just, you know, sit. It's just like watching a football game or something. You're not really playing. You're just watching the game. So I decided to coach with you from that point, and that's when my life changed. Like, everything about my life changed.
It certainly did. And what Lindsay said is so true. You know, many people, we think that, you know, Lindsay, here she is, an attorney, making lots of money. But when we started coaching, she was unhappy. And I thought what you said was very profound, Lindsay, that just listening to a podcast is not enough. It's kind of like you're looking at the game, but you're not participating. And people would think you're very intelligent, you're young, you're beautiful, you're attractive, you have it going on, but mm-hmm. you were really miserable. So what was your life like? You were living in Alabama, and mm-hmm. what was your life like there?
Well, I had a lot of things, like, I guess you would call them external things. Like, okay, I was 25 years old, and I was a lawyer working for, you know, a pretty prestigious law firm in Alabama. So seemingly that sounds great to people. You know, my parents would brag to their friends on me, and they're like, oh, I have my own house. You know, and at 25, that says a lot. I was doing Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I was volunteering. It just looked like I had everything going on. I had plenty of money. You know, I could buy what I wanted, eat at great restaurants. I could take trips. I was flying to D.C. on the weekends to see my friends and, you know, doing a lot of things at, you know, at a seemingly young age. But inside, I was absolutely miserable. Like, I just remember just crying one day during lunch, just praying, like, somebody please, like, I need something, like, I need help, like, I'm miserable. I would sit in my office and just think that, okay, this isn't how my life is supposed to be, like, this isn't me, like, this is a nice life, you know, it seems nice, but I'm not enjoying life, like, I'm unhappy, I felt defeated, I had very low self-confidence, I was just tired, I was emotionally drained, I felt like I had to fight to get to where I was, and that I didn't, and that you know, that I couldn't fight anymore. You know, like, why was it such a fight for me to be successful? Like, that's all I wanted to do was be successful, and I felt like every day was just getting harder and harder, like I was running out of gas almost. And I couldn't build healthy relationships with people, like with men. I couldn't talk to my friends, really, because I was so unhappy. Like, everything they said just annoyed me, or I just would always start talking about how negative my life was. And I know people don't really like hearing that. People don't like hearing your sob story when you're, like, out at dinner and stuff. They don't want to hear that all the time. And I was just being a burden to people and just really negative. And
well, you know, that's just great insight, Lindsay, because it's really an inside job, and you, and I want my listeners to hear this, Lindsay had it going on the outside, but she had a lot of unresolved, we're not going to get into it, unresolved childhood issues that had really determined her belief system. And so it was only when we did part one of my book, remember part one of the book, Lindsay?
Yeah, I do.
I think she didn't like it too much.
I didn't enjoy that. I fought that because I didn't feel like, I was almost like, well, I came to you to you know, to look at the positive things. You know, this is law of attraction. We're supposed to be thinking about the positive. Why are you asking me to look at the past? You know, I don't want to look at the past. It made me feel bad. You know, I didn't feel good. I wanted something, you know, to make me feel good. And you kind of showed me that I won't be able to truly feel good and feel happy until I deal with the past. Like, that stuff's going to keep coming up. Like, I may temporarily be happy, you know, the same way I was using alcohol to temporarily be happy, I would
right.
be stressed out, and after work I would, you know, drink a, you know, drink wine, and I would temporarily be happy, but guess what? I had to wake up and go to work another day. So, you know, it's just like it didn't solve anything.
Right.
So,
thank you for sharing about the alcohol. Because, you know, of course, I operate on a code of confidentiality, but since you brought it up to the world, I appreciate that because Lindsay was, you know, she was so stressed, she was drinking like a glass of wine after work. And when I came into her life, I told her, you can't drink anymore, because I wanted her to really be in touch with her feelings, with what was going on with her, because alcohol, drinking alcohol, shopping, being busy, being on the computer, just overeating, all of those things really numb you to really what's happening into your life. And so Lindsay reluctantly initially said, I can't have not one drink. I said, no, not one drink. And one thing I could say about Lindsay, she went in and she did the inner work. It was difficult. It was hard, but I told her, we're not going to stay in the past. We're just going to visit it so that that past can no longer impact our now. And, Lindsay, you did the work, right?
I did.
And so the results of that, how do you feel after doing that work? And it was very hard. We had some difficult times. But one thing I say about Lindsay, whatever I told her to do, whatever book I told her to read, whatever activity I told her to become a part of, she was very diligent about that. So after coming through dealing with your past, you sort of emerged as this blossom, new flower. What does that feel like for you, your new way of thinking and being?
It feels great. I'm a lot more confident. Like, every day I can tell I'm more confident, and I trust myself. That's something I didn't do before. Like, I was always asking people before I made any decision. I would call my parents and ask them, or I would call my friends and ask them, well, what do you think about this? Should I buy this? Should I do this? It was just about any little thing, because I felt like other people knew what was best for me, you know, and I didn't. And now I don't do that as much, you know, but especially if it's not a major decision. I go within, I try to meditate or get calm and really figure out, like, what do I want to do? What do I think is best for my life? Because you helped me realize that I know what's best for me, and I will know better than anyone else, and that I can trust my own decisions, and that truly, deeply inside, I do know the answers. And if I just stop drinking and stop, you know, using, you know, clubs and nightlife and other things that a lot of young people use to distract, you know, ourselves, if I just spend some time alone, and I can really find those answers.
And so we're going to get to your new life in a minute, but what are your new beliefs about relationships now? Because Lindsay, I didn't let Lindsay date for a while.
I'm still not allowed to date.
Well, yes, you are. And the reason I did that was because she needed to bring healing to herself first before she put herself into a great relationship. And when she gets into a relationship this time, it would be a healthy one. So what are your new beliefs about relationships now?
It's a lot different. Now I feel like I deserve to be happy, and I really feel like I deserve someone who actually likes me and, like, really genuinely likes me. And I think I should be treated with respect and in the proper way, whereas that's really not something that I valued before, because I didn't value myself. And you can't expect people to value you if you don't value yourself, and you can't show someone how to treat you if you don't treat yourself well. So I spent a lot of time just, like, treating myself well and making sure that I'm respecting myself so that I will know how I should be treated when I do finally meet someone. And,
right.
And I don't jump so quick on, like, when I liked someone, I would, like, latch onto them really quickly and just, not really, they didn't know it, but just emotionally I would be like, oh, this has to work, you know, oh, he's the one. And I don't think that now, you know.
Right.
Now I just, it's dating. I meet people, I need to feel them out and really see who they are and not go too far with them too soon. And,
right.
You know, and I'm a lot more careful about who I date, basically.
Because the core, your core being, your core belief about yourself has changed.
Yes.
And I hear it. And, Lindsay, I'm going to say on national radio that you're now ready. I'm going to allow you to say so.
Oh,
so you have the recording because you're ready. So So let's talk about your professional life, and I want all of my listeners to really hear that, because a lot of you are very unhappy where you are, and you know that you should be doing more and living your dream. And Lindsay was just not happy at being an attorney, and that doesn't mean she may not go back to that at some point in her life. So let's talk about your professional life and how what we did to move you from where you are to your dream job now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, after I went to college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought I didn't know, but really I did always know. So I went to law school because I thought that it would be a great way to, you know, make a lot of money. And you think, oh, you know, money's everything. So I was like, oh, well, at least I can, you know, be rich. I may not enjoy it, but at least I have a lot of money. So I did that. I went to law school, and I had a pretty decent time in law school because it's still school, and that's what I knew, you know, being in school. But when I actually began practicing law, I really didn't, I wasn't enjoying the type of law I was doing. It wasn't fulfilling. I felt like it wasn't, like I wasn't living the life I was meant to live. And working with Constance, like we kept having discussions, like she kept probing me, asking like, what do you really want to do? You know, what are you thinking about doing? You know, what, you know, she really just probed, like asked probing questions to get out what I already knew on the inside. Because at 16 years old, I told a lot of people in my life that I wanted to be a buyer in the fashion industry. I always wanted to work in fashion. In high school, I used to sketch and draw dresses, and I was always clipping pictures out of magazines and keeping up with the latest trends, and I loved that. So I wanted to do that, but I kind of pushed it on the back burner because no one really supported me in doing it. And I thought that, well, if no one supports you in doing it, you shouldn't do it. Well, I realized, well, I really don't need, and after working with Constance, I don't need other people's support in doing something I want to do. If it's something I want to do, I should go for it. So Constance developed a plan for me to get out of the situation I was in and to pursue a job I would be passionate about. And she just had me sending out applications.
Did you do that reluctantly, Lindsay, sending out applications? I think you were pretty gung-ho about that.
I was, because I knew I was miserable, so I had no problem with that. So I sent out lots and lots of applications. And I didn't know if it was really going to happen, and that's like, Constance says your life will change in a year, and I was like, well, how is she going to help me get into a fashion industry position when I don't have a fashion background? I'm a lawyer. You know, like, that's not going to happen. And she just kept, like, I kept applying, and I believed that I said the things Constance wanted me to say. I did everything she wanted me to do, and I got an interview to work for a company in a very large retailer who's headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm in the buying position, so I'm on the path that I need to be on.
Amazing. It's an amazing story, Lindsay. Let's go back a little bit, because I think you act, because let me just explain the principle here. Even though I think initially, Lindsay, we were applying for attorney positions,
mm-hmm.
but she was moving, and in her movement, I think she just happened to come across this particular website that day, and
mm-hmm.
she just happened to see the information, and she applied for it. And so God bless this movement. So when you don't know what to do, get going, and the momentum will point you in the direction of your dream. And when Lindsay called me on our next session, and she said, you're not going to believe this, that this great big retailer wanted to interview her. And so she was really excited about that and a little nervous. Right, Lindsay?
I was. Yeah, I was.
Because anytime you make a change, it's going to be really, 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 really sort of nervous,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be talking about doing it afraid that you do it anyway. But I just knew that this was the dream for her and that God had led her, because she was moving to click this. And now they have moved you from Alabama to where?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. And what has that experience been like for you?
It's been different. I mean, my life is completely different. Like as your guarantee said, like my life has completely changed. It hasn't even been a year. We've only been, it's been like 6 months.
Right.
So within 4 months, my life changed, like completely. Boston is a completely different environment from Alabama, and I'm from South Carolina. So it's a new way of living, a new way of life completely, both professionally and lifestyle-wise. But I feel more comfortable in my own skin. Like, I know that I'm on the path I'm supposed to be on now, and I can feel like I'm getting back to to a good place. Like, now I work out every day. I was so depressed now, but I didn't want to do the things I enjoyed doing anymore. Now I'm back to doing things I love to do, which is shop and work out. And, you know, I can talk to people and not dispute, like, not overwhelm them with negativity. You know, I have positive things to say. I enjoy life a lot more.
Right.
Like, I'm a lot happier. I feel like I should feel like at 26 years old. Like,
right.
I feel like I'm excited about the future. I know, like, good things are in store for me. And it's great. I'm really excited about upcoming adventures and whatever is going to happen in my life next.
I'm so happy for you. And you're just exhibit A, Lindsay, because you are a woman who decided to make a call. And look at your life. And I think you and I cried together over the phone because we were so amazed and how God just came in. And this woman is living the life of her dream. This is what she's always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to commend you for taking the steps, because there were some very difficult steps that you had to take. Even when they offered you the position, you were a little nervous. Should I take this? Should I not take it? You know, because going from being a very high-powered attorney to being a buyer in retail, and you just walked through that just like a champion.
Thank you.
And I am so proud of you. So
I
wanted you to share that with our listeners. So what would be, in summary, what would you like to say to people all over the world, Lindsay, tonight about their lives changing?
I would like to say that, I mean, you need to get coaching, because you can read as many books as you want, but you need that personal attention. And I know you may not think that you deserve that much attention. I didn't think I did, but you do. And that's, I mean, you need it to change your life. And you can live the life that you've dreamed of. It's not so far out there that it's unattainable. It's right there in front of your face. But you just need that extra help and that push from people that know what they're doing, that know how to get you the life that you deserve, to help you in your path. And it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to do something different. You know, you can't worry about if people are going to judge you and what people are going to think. You just have to let that go and live. This is your life. You only get one life, and you should live it to the fullest. It should be your best life.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to listen to the remainder of the program, because
okay.
I have something that I'm going to be saying about you. And Lindsay is just a great. I love you, Lindsay, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I love you too, Constance. Thank you so much.
I'm going to mute you, but I want you to stay on the call. And Lindsay is just a great example of me and how your life can change. And I'm just going to share with you some power moves that you can begin to implement that Lindsay really implemented in her life. And I'm going to really encourage you to take advantage of my great coaching products. I'm offering two sessions for $150, so that means you're really getting one session free. And you can go to www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And the reason that I'm doing this is because I get so many emails of people who are struggling, and I'm going to offer that to you as my gift. So one thing that Lindsay did was one of her power moves was fear, and she had a lot of fear, as all of us do, and I believe that that's what really holds people back from success, and people are afraid of losing their jobs, their health. Can any of you all relate to this? And my question is, you have to identify what are you afraid of. Lindsay was concerned about, how can I transition from being an attorney to being a retail buyer, which was my dream. And Dr. Caroline Leaf, who was a guest on my show, and she's the author of Who Switched Off My Brain, states that when you are in fear, that it triggers more than 1,400 physical and chemical responses and activates more than 30 different hormones and neurotransmitters. And of course, we know all fear is at the root of stress. So what are you afraid of, and what has been holding you back from success? Lindsay and Katie had to really identify that. And so what I did with them was I had them to identify their fears, and this is very difficult, and their insecurities. Understand that nothing is going to change or go away in your life until you confront it. You can listen to all the podcasts and read all the books you want to, but you have to confront it. And what Lindsay did was she did it afraid. I call it doing it afraid. Even though you might be afraid of something, do it with fear. For example, you might want to be a great public speaker. I would suggest to you begin by speaking in small groups of two or three and then possibly join Toastmasters, but do it afraid. I remember in my own life personally, I love snorkeling. All of you all know I love the water, but I would always just snorkel close to the shore, and I said to myself, I don't want to be afraid of going out into the deep. So I made a decision, and everything in life begins with a decision, that I wanted to get the courage to, next time I went to the Caribbean, to get on one of those boats and jump off the middle, in the middle of the ocean and just snorkel. And what I needed was to have, make sure they had the security guys around, that I had on a life jacket. And I remember doing that for the first time. I was so afraid, but I did it anyway. So when you do it afraid, which is what I did and what Lindsay did and what Katie did, then the next time you do it, you're not as afraid. So when I go to the Bahamas in 2 weeks, guess what? I'm going to go snorkeling. And I think another thing in order to deal with fear is be filled with faith and know that God and the universe and all the powers in the universe are with you, working on your behalf. I believe, I know that it was the hand of God that led Lindsay to that website for her retail, a dream job, dream career. Because after all, initially we were searching for positions where she could really practice law in another field. And so God led her. The whole universe was working with her as she began to move. And I believe that fear is a choice. And speaking of God, let me talk about our next power move. You need to recognize that the power of God is on the inside of you. Lindsay talked a lot about going inside. I always say that it is an inside job. You need to recognize that the power of the universe is on the inside of you. And I think so many times we try to make all of our changes all by ourselves. Just like Katie said, she wanted to do it alone because she was afraid of making mistakes. I think that we pursue grandiose endeavors without even asking God or Spirit or the universe to empower us. So no matter what your current goal is, what your current situation is, what your current pursuit is, repeat after me, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So that means that you may not have the strength. Lindsay didn't have the strength. Maybe I didn't have the strength. But on the inside of all of us are just, it's just the most powerful force in the world. And I always say that the universe is waiting on tiptoe just to help and assist you. So what are some things that you can do in order to put this power move into effect into your life, which is recognizing the power of God and Spirit is on the inside of you? Ask for supernatural help. Say, hey, God, I need help here. Remember all of the other miracles that have happened in your life. That will really give you a sense of hope. Where have you been in dire straits, or you were just mired deep in circumstances that God or Spirit of the universe has manifested for you before? I mean, even in my own life, I'm still in awe that I'm going on this cruise because that's what I have been leaving for. But what I did do, which I didn't share with you, was that I remembered all the other times that Spirit had really just in a magnificent, in a supernatural way, made provision for me to travel worldwide, and I began to meditate on that. So meditate on what the Spirit or the universe has already done for you and be grateful for that. And then are you ready for this one? I really was hard on her with this one. Throw away your excuse bag. Eliminate the word, I can't do this. And usually when people do part one of my book, they're like, I can't do this. This is too hard. No more excuses. We're going to eliminate I can't from our vocabulary. What can you do? I can begin walking around my block for 5 minutes and gradually increase it. What can you do? I can make one contact per day about my business. What can you do? I can decrease the number of sodas that I am drinking daily to one. So we're going to eliminate that entire excuse bag and just focus on what we can do. All right, repeat after me. I can. Okay, the next power move is I want you to live in the now and enjoy each moment. And when Lindsay was in the process of moving, one strategy that I used with her was, Lindsay, she was like, how am I going to do my house? I said, just relax. I want you to enjoy the process. And this is what I say every day, and I want you to say it with me. This is the day which the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And so while you are on your way to your manifestation, while you're on your way to your goal being accomplished, make a decision to enjoy and be happy with your life now. I told Lindsay, even while you're packing your bags, enjoy your life now. What do you have in your life now? Where are you now? If you're single and want to be married, enjoy your life now. You know, there's a great saying that I love, that yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. I just love that. You know, I was coaching another lady who waited until she was 46 years old to get married, and while she was single, she enjoyed being single, but she just married this remarkable guy, but unfortunately, he died. And while she was married, she just loved her marriage. I was always amazed at her. Her husband got very ill and died suddenly. And even though that was very hard for her, I watched her recently, and she has chosen to live each day now and in the present, really enjoying life. And even though she's alone now, she's made that decision. And ladies and gentlemen, it's always a decision. Some of you are too serious. You need to really start enjoying life. So these are some things you can begin to do to really implement this power move in your life. Give yourself to what you're doing. Like if you are looking at television, be there. If you are out in the yard gardening, be there looking at the flowers, embracing, smelling, inhaling that. Don't think about all of your bills while you are there. Become childlike in your approach to life. You know, the other night I was at dinner, and it was so interesting. There were two little girls sitting at the table across from us, and they were just playing. And they were playing with their hands and laughing, and I said, God, take me back to that. Take me back to just being childlike on the everyday basis. You know, little children are amazed at everything. They're saying, oh, what is that flower? What color is that flower? What kind of bug is that? They're just intrigued, and they live right in the now. So I want you to give yourself permission to have fun. I want you to enjoy people. When you are with people, be with those people. Don't think about, well, I've got to go home and cook. Be present. Be right there. Enjoy a more balanced life. Let go of your past. Like Lindsay said, she had to let go of her past. And I would say write down three things that you can begin to enjoy right now in your life on a daily basis. And I'm giving these to you really quickly. And then another power move, the power of meditation. One thing that I did with Lindsay was I had her to begin to visualize her new life and to meditate on what that would look like. And meditate means to think on, ponder, and roll over and over again in your mind. And have you ever listened to something at church or gone to a motivational meeting and you were really inspired by it, but then 5 days later somebody asked you about that meeting and you really couldn't remember it? You know why? Because statistics show that after 4 days after you've heard something, that if you don't hear it again and again, that you will what? Will not retain 70% of it. That means that you will forget 70% of what you heard those 4 days prior to. However, if you meditate on it, you will retain 80 to 100%. So what Lindsay and what Katie did was they began to meditate on, think on, ponder it in their mind, visualize how they wanted their lives to really look. So meditate on what you desire. What would that look like? What would that feel like? Act like you have it now. If you desire a relationship, begin to prepare for that. If you want more money, begin to give your dominant thoughts and your feelings and your emotions to abundance and gold and diamonds and love. Meditate on those things. I was coaching a lady, and I had her to just go to the Ritz-Carlton to have tea and just be in an environment of luxury, I got that out, and just a beauty so that she could really, really enjoy that and so that she could get the feel of what it would look like to really be in a hotel like that. And so that's a great power move that you can really begin to implement in your life. And then lastly, the power move of believe that you already have the desire. And this one sometimes is very difficult for people. All things that you desire, believe that you receive them, and then you shall have them. So you got to believe that you receive them, and then you shall have them. So what do you desire? What does that look like? Lindsay was very clear about what she desired. She wanted a career in the retail industry. And so she was very clear on that. Get the feeling, the true feeling of having it now. Get excited about it. Get happy about it. Be joyful about it and maintain that feeling as much as you can. And so those are some power moves. And I want to say to somebody who's listening who may be a baby boomer, you may say, well, it's too late for me. I'm 50. No, it's never too late because remember Conrad Hilton, who was the founder of the Hilton Hotels, did not even get the Hilton Hotels until he was 50 years old. Now, he started at 41, but he did not get the chain hotels until he was 50 years old. So it's never too late. So the purpose of this show today was to really give you two examples, Exhibit A, of people who are living the life of their dreams. And I'm going to just encourage you to really gain hope and encouragement from what you've heard today. Go back and listen to this podcast and tune in on some of the things that Katie and that Lindsay shared with you. It really took guts for them to come on the show tonight and really share their true feelings on a lot of very intimate details about their life, but that's because they realize the principles that they are utilizing have really changed their lives. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Thanking you so much for joining me again today. I just love having you, your emails. I love you listening to me, and I know that your life will be dramatically changed. And so I want you to